You may be seated. I'm reminded of the scripture that says, don't be deceived. Somebody say, don't be deceived. You know, it's interesting because the Bible also says, I don't know who needs to hear this, but listen to me very carefully. How many ever known someone and they are not serving the Lord anymore? Raise your hand if you know someone and they used to serve the Lord, but they're not serving the Lord anymore. What a silly thing to do, is that not? But what happens? Satan comes in and he is a liar, and he starts saying, you know what? Well, this is, you know what? Look at this person over there. And David would say that sometimes. He'd scratch his head and say, I don't understand why my enemy is prospering. And God would say, you know what? He's prospering now, but you keep on watching and you watch what's going to happen. I worked in the grocery store for 25 years, and it was amazing. When I worked in the grocery store, I would see people, and I would see evil people that were prospering, and people who used to treat the customers badly because they were night managers and nobody was around, or they were day managers and nobody was around, and they would say negative things about customers, and I just think, you know what? You ought to be quiet. I used to think, man, you ought to get fired. That's what I thought. I thought, you know what? They're paying your paycheck. How dare you talk about them? You know what I mean? You know, somebody, anyway. And I would see it time after time after time after time again. And sometimes it would take 4 months. Sometimes it would take 4 years. Sometimes it would take 10 years. But those people would get fired. See, we think, that's why the Bible says, don't be deceived. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. Now, I always used to think that because I had stuff in my life. I always think that was like a negative scripture. You know what I mean? That was always when I was doing a bunch of negative stuff, ungodly stuff, that was always a warning scripture for me. Amen. That wasn't a happy scripture for me. But you know what? Listen to me, church. Don't be deceived. Don't think that your constant, repetitive faithfulness in giving will not be rewarded. Don't be that way. Amen? No, listen, you just be consistent in you giving with a happy, hilarious heart. You know what? And watch what will happen. I got testimony. I'm just going to share this. I'll probably share this with you Sunday. But you know what? We were, my daughter wanted some new flooring. Her sister just got some new flooring, and we got it for just beautiful tile, 99 cents a square foot. And her younger sister saw this, and she said, well, I want something nice. I want that too. So we went to Home Depot, and we were looking. Well, we found some stuff even nicer for 59 cents a square foot. And so you know what? Well, is that the blessing? No, that was a blessing. See, listen, the blessings of God just start as you put that bread on the water, they start to come back in waves, you know what I mean? And so Tamara and I are experiencing that, but we have years and years and years and years of just faithful tithers and then giving to what God has asked us to give to, just faithful. So you know what, my wife wanted to have a area rug for her. So she said, well, let's get a, you know what? So she looked it up and she said, I like this one. About the same time, Megan called and said, hey, Mom, I want a rug too. And so she said, well, what rug are you looking for? She described, she said, honey, I bet you that's the exact same rug that I'm looking at. So we were at Lowe's and they said, well, we don't have that rug. And so Tamara said, well, can you call around, see if anybody has? Sure enough, you know what, I'm trying to think. Oh, the store in Fullerton had it. So you know what, Tamara said, well, you know what, called the guy. He said he sees it, going to take it off the shelf so we can go down and purchase it. And I'm like, you know what, oh, honey. I don't want to go to Fullerton. Okay, no. I'm going to go to Fullerton. We're driving down to Fullerton. And we get there. The guy pulls down the rug, $299 rug. He says he's going to give it to us for, I think he originally said, $80. So Tamara's looking at the rug, and And she said, that's not the one I was looking, that same rug, but I was looking a little darker. You know, at $80, $299 rug, I'm thinking, man, this is beautiful. How many like me, sometimes you get tainted, you know. But really, the truth is, I said, honey, are you kidding? It's going to look, actually, we got the piece of the flooring. I said, that looks, actually, I love this. I like it better than that one. You know what I mean? And so then the guy said, I'll give it to you for $50. I'm like, honey, I'm really loving this rug. Actually, well, I'll take a picture for you, show it to you on Sunday. It's absolutely gorgeous, just gorgeous. And then I said, okay, well, Tamara had gone looking for something, and I said, hey, what's your name? Okay, Sean, I'll get back to you because I don't know if she wants it. So I found my wife and got Sean up there. And then by the time we got up there, Sean said, I'll give it to you for $40. And all I was hearing was like, huh? And then he says, $30. True story. And then he says, $20. $299, brand new, beautiful. I would have picked this out. It was beautiful. And then he says, I've got a runner that goes with it. Same exact runner that goes with it. Do you want that too? And then he did the same thing. He said, I'll give that to you for $30. And then he said, 20, 15, 10. I got both rugs for $30. For $30. Well, that just, listen, don't be deceived. Well, Pastor, you're just trying to work us all up that we will give. Bingo. I'm busted. Because you know what? Let me tell you what. I guarantee you, you're going to be farther in investing in the kingdom than spending every penny on yourself. You just are. Here's why. Don't be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. And I know it takes faith to trust, because in your mind you're thinking, how in the world can I do better at 90% than 100%? Well, here's why. 100% times one. 100% times one, times you. 90%, you know what, of you and the supernatural God. See, now it becomes, now doesn't that make sense to somebody? See, your measly little 10%, you know what, isn't gonna really do nothing for your finances. But when you invest that in the kingdom, now you got a whole different enchilada. Amen. Amen. And I'm not trying to press anybody. I'm just trying to encourage you to, with this simple story. That happens to Tamara and I all the time. All the time. Amen. 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 All right. That's free. Just like at the bottom of the cereal box, you know what I mean? Just absolutely free. Amen. All right. You guys ready to learn something? Let's take our Bibles, put it over our head. Let's say it like we mean it. Say it with me. This is my Bible. I can have what it says I can have. I can do what it says I can do. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I am ready to receive the infallible Word of God. And having received the Word of God, I will. Just want to give you a testimony. My daughter came to my office right before I got the call. She said, hey, Dad, can I just go over what I'm teaching tonight? I'm just telling you, she said, Pastor, you're bragging on Shayla. Absolutely, I'm bragging on Shayla. But let me tell you why I'm doing that. Because you need to understand the quality and level of the word that goes forth in our high school, in our junior high levels, is so rich. It's just so rich. You know what? And I'm going to steal a bunch of her stuff tonight. Amen. So, but we're talking about God's word, your power. Say, God's word, my power. Guys, follow me in the back. Romans chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Romans chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Look what it says. For what if some do not believe? We got a lot of people who don't believe. You know what? Remember we looked last week? We said, don't sit at the seat of the scornful. Scornful. Don't get around those naysayers, those people who aren't believers. Amen? You know what? I've told you this before. There's people who love God and they believe that Jesus is the Son of God, but they are but they're not full of faith. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not saying they don't love God. I'm not saying they don't love Jesus. But what I'm saying is, I am saying they're probably not reading the Bible every day. I'm not saying judge them. That's none of your business. But what I am saying is, listen, don't be part of an unbelieving believer. Amen? If I got something going on, you know what? I pick Richard to pray with me. Amen? Why? Because I know Richard's not going to say, well, God, we never know what you're going to do. Right. You know what? Sometimes you do, and sometimes you don't. Amen? Richard ain't going to, you know what? So, God, come on, baby. Call that a Las Vegas prayer. You know, come on, baby. You know, Richard ain't gonna pray that prayer. Amen. You know, the Bible says that you if you will pray the word of God, that God hears you and that he will do what you ask him to do. You know the Bible says that? How many know the Bible says that? How many not sure the Bible says that? Well, let me show it to you. Amen. Praise God. How many know it's gonna be a good Wednesday? Amen. Oh my goodness. I said that and I recognize. I'm trying to think of where it is. I'm gonna remember it, and I'll, before the service ends, I'll find it for you. Oh yes. I'll find it. I'll remember it. But I'm going to ask you to pray for me because I know that you're a believing believer. See, remember the Bible says that all these things will follow those who believe. Remember Jesus said that to the apostles? Who are these signs going to follow? Those who believe. Does that make sense? Let's see if I can find that one. This is a Bible test for Pastor. No. That one is in. John. 1 John. Oh, okay. That's what I thought. We'll get to keep that one. We'll get to that in a minute. Mark chapter 16, look at verse 17. Guys, throw that up there. I got a bunch of scriptures. Try to get to it as quickly as you can. Mark 16 and verse 17. And these signs will follow those who believe. Those who believe. What does that mean? That means it won't follow somebody. It doesn't say those who go to church. Is it good to go to church? Absolutely it's good. Why? Because at church, at least a good Bible-believing church, that they're teaching the Word of God, you know what? Faith comes through hearing, the Bible says. Okay? Hearing, and what does it say after that? And hearing. Thank you. Say hearing and hearing. How many know you got to hear, then you got to hear it again? Repetition is a motor of learning. Amen? How many get it all the first time? Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, you don't get it all the first time. It takes hearing and hearing. But you hear and you hear and you hear, and faith just gets built up inside you. Look what it says. And these signs will follow those who believe. Not just because you come to church. But those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Next verse. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. Oh, you know what? Oh, you know what? I was out in the cold, and then I went in the hot, and then now I'm going to catch a cold. Amen. Well, you're going to catch a cold. Amen.
That's right, not you.
Not me. Amen. Well, you know that's going around. That's going around. It's going around. It's going right around me and my family. Amen. Can you say amen to this? So, Pastor, most people don't talk like that. I know. Wide is the way that leads to destruction. And many are those who go by it. Amen? But you look at how Jesus, you know what, active. You think, look how Jesus believed. Look how he spoke. Look what he was about. Amen? Amen? And it will by no means, by no means, by no means. So, well, where's that in the Bible? Well, what about when Paul, you know what, picked up that wood and that snake grabbed him, you know what I mean? And it grabbed a hold of him. What'd he do? Oh, guys, what are we gonna do, man? I'm history. No, he just shook it off in the fire. Didn't even just why? I believe this is one of the passages that he was thinking about. No, it will, you know what? It will by no means hurt me. Do you understand? See, the Word of God needs to be a lamp unto your feet, the light unto your path. It needs to dominate your thinking. Meditate. Okay, Joshua, meditate on it day. Come on, somebody help me out here. Day what? And night. That you might be not just a hearer of the word, that you might do all that it is written, all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Is that what the Bible says? Is that what the Bible says? You know, some churches you get in trouble for saying what the Bible says. Amen. Like, I don't believe that. I do. Amen. I believe what the Bible says. I want to be a believing believer. Amen. Am I smiling? Amen. It will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Amen. When my back was troubling me so bad that I was walking like an old man. What'd you do? I laid hands on me. I got hands. I prayed. What'd I do? I expected to receive. I expected that God would do exactly what he said in his word. Well, yeah, but what happened when the next day you still hurt, you know what? You still had that back problem. I was like, huh, that's weird. But see, what I didn't do is I didn't pull off of what I was believing for. Watch this. Somebody can learn something tonight. Because if you pull off what you're believing for, what God has promised you, then you're walking by sight and not by faith. Amen. And sure enough, there was a day. And I woke up one day, and I didn't wake up and go, whoo, whoo, whoo. And that's not happening. I didn't even recognize it till the afternoon. In the afternoon, I was walking. I was like, hey, hey, hey. But can I tell you this true story? Every day that I woke up with that back just in agonizing pain, I never came off what I was believing for. Never came off it. Always put my trust. How in the world are you going to catch a fish if you pull that hook out of the water? You got that hook, you know what, 8 feet above the water, 3 feet above the water. Don't be surprised when you don't catch anything. Amen? Say, yeah, but Pastor, you don't know my marriage. You keep on believing for your spouse. You keep on believing. You don't know how. No. Keep on believing for your kids. Keep on believing for your grandkids. You go, Pastor, but I'm single, and hey, keep on believing. You know what? You know, and don't be believing for anyone who just comes by. No. You're a princess. Wait for the prince. Amen. You're a prince. Wait for your princess. Amen. Are you learning something tonight? I said, are you learning something tonight? Amen. Oh, yes. First John. Man, I knew it was First John. It didn't pop out at me. Yeah, First John 5. Where did it go? Oh, see, it's right there. See, that's what I got a new Bible. So my old Bible, it was over here. You know how that works? Anyway. Now this is the confidence. You guys got it? 1 John chapter 5, 14. Now this is the confidence. Say confidence. That we have in him. See, why in him? Because you can believe him. It's impossible for him to lie. Amen? For this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will. Everybody say, according to his will. Well, see, that's the thing, Pastor. You never know what God's going to do. You know what? Sometimes Christians say some dumb stuff. Come on. Is this not true? Come on, I've done it before. You know what? Yeah, sometimes sheep, man, come up with some stuff. Listen, here's the thing. This is the will of God. These are the words of God. God's will is his word. That's why it was given to us. That we would know his will. Amen? Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, not just anything, anything according to his will. Watch this. He hears us, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Man, don't you like the ironcladness of confidence? Didn't he say that? Verse 14 again. This is the confidence that we have. We have some confidence. See, we need to step out and have confidence that God has promised never to leave us or forsake us. He hasn't left you like orphans. No. You have... It is God's, the Bible says, it is God's good pleasure to give to his children. You know, the Bible says that God didn't even withhold Jesus from us. I'm telling you what, if he gave us Jesus, That is Paul's whole argument there. Guys, understand. Stop thinking that God is going to withhold from you. No, he's not withholding from you. You have not because you ask not. Amen. Are you learning something? See, that's different, is it not? Praise the Lord. Thank you for helping me with that. Let's turn to John. John 12. See, what are we talking about? We're talking about his word, but our power. But see, the woman with the issue of blood, she had heard that Jesus was the healer. But she believed what she heard, she acted on what she believed, and how many know there are all kind of people around Jesus? Was there not? All kind of people around Jesus. But who got healed? She got healed. Is that not right? All kinds of people touching him. Jesus stops and says, who touched me? See, how many know she wasn't touching him like the other people were touching him. She was touching him with a belief that Jesus is going to heal me. The Bible says that power, if you look it up in the Greek, it says power came out of him. How many know you can make a demand on God? Call upon his power to your life. We have an example right there. That's what she did. See, we think God's a eeny, meeny, miny, mo God. God is not an eeny, meeny, miny, mo God. God is not a mo God. You don't want eeny, meeny, miny, mo. He's not a mo God. He's a eeny, meeny, miny, mo God. You got that? Yeah, mighty mo. And eeny, meeny, too. Pastor, that's silly. I know, but it's good theology. Amen. See, stop thinking that you are the exception. No, 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 no. If you'll just put your trust in God, stop thinking it won't happen to you. Start believing, no, 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 it will happen to me. Amen. Amen. See, this is the confidence that we have. Amen. John chapter 12. And look at verse 41. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke to him. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. Oh, this is going to blow your mind. Many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. See, let's stop a minute, and let the word sink into our spirits. Let the word cut the bone and the mire and all the junk. Because let me tell you what. How many know it's easy to point out somebody else's faults? How many know the point of this passage in the Word of God isn't to pile on these bozos that aren't believing? No, no, no. That wasn't what it's written in there for. It's written that we would allow the Word of God to cut our hearts. That we would look and analyze our hearts and say, man, where is it that I'm like that sometimes? Where can I be like that sometimes? Are there things that I actually believe it, but because of what other people would think or whatever the people would say or me wanting to be part of the skinny jeans crowd, the Grey Poupon mustard crowd? Right? Or what? I don't know what it is. What, you know, what are there? Are there issues that we're having that we allow, that we're just not out there, just out there, you know what, and saying, I don't care what this costs me. I don't care what other people think. It doesn't make any difference. I only live one life. I've only got so much time. I am going to let, I don't care. It doesn't make any difference to me. You know what? I don't care what they think. I don't care what the high echelon, ooh la la, Grey Poupon group wants. You know what? I don't care what my friends say. I don't care what my family says. It doesn't make any difference to me. I just want the things of God. And I know it's going to cost me, but here's what I know. Come on, somebody. Here's what I know. I know that what's going to cost me more is for me to not go with Jesus. You know, enough. Enough of thinking that, you know what, the Christian life isn't going to cost me anything. Let me tell you right up front, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you some friends. It might cost you some girlfriends. It might cost you some boyfriends. It might cost you a job. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, I'm just going to go over here. I can, you know what, I can get a better job and I'll just find another church. Not if God has called you to this church. Amen. Oh, I know the Spirit of God is telling me to, you know what, to break up with that, you know what, but No. Nothing. Look what it says. Nevertheless, among the rulers, many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him. They didn't confess him. Lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of man more than they loved the praise of God. Man, don't you love the word of God? Look what it says. Then Jesus cried out and said, He who believes in me believes not in me, but him who sent me. Amen. See, you can't believe in Jesus and not believe in his Father. Amen. Amen? And he who sees me sees him who sent me. Amen. Here, just a factual thing. Jesus is God. Let's make sure this is clear. Jesus is God. Amen. I have come as a light into the world, and whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. See, listen to me. His word, your power. God illuminates things. The word is a light into your path, a lamp into your feet. It illuminates where you should go, what you should do, how you should run your life. God has given that. Yes, sometimes it's counterintuitive. Sometimes everything in your body says, no, don't do that. Well, Pastor, what should you do? Do what the Holy Spirit and His Word is telling you to do. Because that will always, always, somebody say always, will always be the right thing. And he's, verse 46. I have come as a light into the world that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. See, you're not in the dark. Don't act like you don't know. Yeah, but the doctor said I could smoke marijuana. Oh, he did. Yeah, and the governor agreed with him. Oh, okay. All right. You know what? Yeah, but the Bible says, don't get drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Listen, alcohol, drugs. Well, marijuana is not drugs. It's a medicine. Listen, trust me. Listen to me, somebody. You ask enough people around you, and you can find some people who are going to come in agreement with your craziness. Just keep on asking. I guarantee you, you'll find four, and then you'll find eight. Amen. And then you can go along in your craziness, but at least don't be deceived. Darkness is darkness. A rose by any other name is still a rose. You know what? You walk in unforgiveness. Yeah, but they hurt. Hey. You call it, you justify your sin. Go do it all that you want. But God hasn't given you the Holy Spirit that you should walk in darkness. You can, but at least, you know what? Let me tell you. Darkness is darkness all day long. I don't care how many of your best buddies agree it's okay. Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor, what was you just don't want me to smoke marijuana? I want you to get off the stuff that you think is causing you, but dude, it just chills me out. Yeah, you know what? You you don't have a job. You're probably way too chilled right now. Oh no! Hey, is this not the truth? I said, is this not the truth? You know, connect the dots. Amen. I don't. You know what? I don't mean to be confrontational, but how many know we're running out of time for this craziness? You know what? You're one day closer to every day that you play this game. It's one more day that you were called to build God's kingdom.
That's right. Amen.
Let me tell you, I don't care if you're a smoke, doping, drugging, you know what, you know, sex monger. It doesn't make any difference to me. God has still called you to do great things in the kingdom of God. See, so start seeing yourself, not like you were, but how God sees you. You are called to do. You know, are you kidding me? Why do you think Satan's attacking you that way? Why do you think Satan's doing that? Because he wants to, every day you wake up, he's like, oh my goodness, I hope they smoke dope today. Really? Amen. It's all free. Just praise the Lord. I have come, watch this. I have come as a light into the world, and whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. Abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. This is really important. Watch this. Let me keep on reading. See, we think Jesus is going to do this eeny, meeny, miny, moe on Judgment Day. He is not. Let me tell you what. Jesus is not. The only thing he's going to do is shine the light. That's all he's going to do. Your deeds are going to judge you. The word is going to judge you. If you love the darkness more than you love the light, then God is going to say, fine, you are married to the darkness. That's where you're going to live. It's interesting. People want to blame. Let me tell you about God all day long. God is a good God. That's why he sent Jesus to redeem us, all of us. God never, you know what, I don't care what you've done. There's nobody that comes to Jesus and Jesus goes, I tell you what, you're just too much for me. None of us. Why? Because he doesn't care about, because Jesus' blood is more significant than your sin. God, let me tell you about God. God doesn't hold judge against you. God doesn't care what you've done. It doesn't make any difference. He's too busy looking about what Jesus did. Amen? Amen. Doesn't care about that. Watch this. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, believe, I do not judge him, for I do not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me, now watch this, and does not receive my words, somebody say my words, has that which judges him. The word that I spoke, that I have spoken, will judge him in the last days. God says this, by your words, you're justified, and by your words, you're condemned. I'm not the one who picks and says, you know what, you're going to hell, and you're going to heaven, and you're going to hell, and you're going to heaven. I don't do that. I don't make that kind of judgment. You make that judgment. You decide where you want to live. Amen? Amen. I want to live in heaven with God. Amen. And let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. That, you know what? I don't care what AC/DC says. Amen. Hey, how come you know what I'm talking about, some of y'all? I don't care how, yeah, we heard it from a friend. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't make any difference what AC/DC says. Let me tell you what, there's no party in hell. Oh, it's going to be a party. All my friends are going to be there. Oh, my goodness. Watch this. He who rejects me and does not believe my words has which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. The words that God's spoken. Turn to John chapter 3. You're there. Just flip on over a couple pages. How many learning something? I'm just asking, how many being encouraged today? Amen. I'm asking, who's being encouraged today? Raise your hand and be encouraged today. Look at your neighbor, say, you need to be here Sunday. Hallelujah. Look. John 3:16. Pastor, I know that. Okay, well, let's see. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. Whoever will just be humble to say, man, I cannot go into eternity on my own good works. Whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. That wasn't Jesus' point. Watch this. But the world through him might be saved. Now watch this. Verse 18. I said all that to get to verse 18. He who believes in him is not condemned. He who believes in him is not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Let me confess. Let me be a proclamator of the word of God. No one, there's no other name unto heaven by which you will be saved. Except the name of Jesus. And let me tell you about Jesus. Watch this. Let's listen to the whole counsel of God. This thought of, well, I'm just going to believe, you know what, but not do anything. You're going to be hard pressed. You can con yourself on that, but you can't believe God on that. Because to believe means, you know what to believe means in the Bible? Here, I'll demonstrate. This is belief. That's belief. Every single one of you believed that chair would support you. This is not belief. That's not belief. Believing God is saying, God, I believe you. I put my whole faith in you. I trust in you. I trust in you for my life. I give you my life. That's why when at the end when I say, when I am listen to me this Sunday, when I say with every head bowed, and I'm not saying this right now, but when I say Sunday with every head bowed and every eyes closed, if you want to accept Jesus in your heart, just say this simple prayer. God, it changed you from the inside out. Jesus, you know what? Come into my heart. Change me from the inside out. I'm tired of running my own life. See, believing in God says, I believe in your direction for me. To make God your Lord isn't a verbal confession of your mouth. It's also believing in your heart. It's this real belief that God knows what's best for me. And so I can do what he says to do. And whatever he's going to tell me to do, that's what I'm going to do. That is a life of abundance. Amen. His word, your power. His word, your power. Father, thank you for your goodness. We love you with all our heart. I thank you for each person that's come tonight. May the word, may this not be a good word. May this be your word. May this not be a good sermon. May this be your message. And may we receive it. May we believe supernaturally that you are using, you know what, people to speak to your people. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen.